Hi, it's David here to welcome you to episode 32 of Role Plus Pod. As we push on in confronting the darkness within Harrowstone, I wanted to take a quick break from all the creeping tension with a deleted scene of sorts. But first, a little bit of context. By now, you'll know that Avena is a prepared caster, and that in order to do so, she has to spend an hour with her Harrow deck communing with her patron. Now, a Harrow deck, for those not in the know, is a sacred tool of divination among the Virizion people. A deck of 54 cards in 6 suits, each one showing a different scene or figure, much like a tarot deck in our world. Now, whenever Avena spends this time preparing her spells, yes, I didn't get entirely lost in that tangent, I promise, she will also do one of several different readings to get some insight into what lies ahead in the coming day. Normally, this bit gets fast-forwarded through in gameplay, but this time I thought I'd play through her last reading before the most recent events, just to give you a peek behind the curtain. So, here we go. A simple 3-card reading for understanding a conflict. First, the situation, showing the questioner's role in events. And here we see the avalanche, representing disaster or an unthinking panic and destruction that overruns all. Second, the obstacle. So this card shows what elements are causing the conflict. The cyclone, which represents an unstoppable destructive force unleashed through the plots of intelligent creatures. Okay. Finally, advice. This third card can be flexible, revealing a potential outcome or maybe even how the questioner should act in this situation. And here we see the Paladin, standing resolutely against trouble, or not backing down in the face of great strife. So, a worrying portent, maybe. But to find out, you're going to have to keep listening. And on that note, I think it's time for episode 32, Oozing for a Bruising.
This week on Role Plus Pod, the party face off against amorphous creatures of unknown origin, tackle the horror that is literacy, and come face to face with their old nemesis, swimmable water. What will they do? What will happen? How will they get through this trying time? I know one person who might have difficulty coming up with a plan.
I'm gonna stand here clutching my head, like, ow.
The fantasy world comes crashing down around them as they realize even their possessions aren't safe. Your sword takes damage.
My sword? No.
It takes 5 points of damage. And as always, the party fight back with the only weapon they have, desperate pleas to the GM.
That's upsetting. Like, just stop that.
But perhaps I'm too harsh. Perhaps the party truly have the minds of tactical masterminds.
Yeah. We want, like, a signal, which means that everybody fucking run, or...
I think run would suffice.
Or not. One final question remains. Just why is the party so averse to Rowan's bright ideas?
Cool. I'm gonna go swimming.
Oh, God.
Why does this sound so unwise? What is the creature that blocks their way? What will they find as they progress further into the Harrowstone prison? And just when will things seem to go in their favour? The chances may be slim, but it's time to find out if the dice gods are on their side in this week's episode of Role Plus Pod. How are we feeling this week? We left it on a tense note last week. A bit of anticipation.
True.
Yeah.
Pause there was terrifying. I'm now worried you've been spending the whole time scheming how you're going to get one over on me. I think I suppressed the memory, honestly. I don't think any of you quite know what you're facing. This is probably the most odd experience you'll have had so far. This amorphous blob-like creature. of some
description. What are you talking about? I experience that every single day of my life when I look in the mirror.
That's just me.
Like... Damn it, you stole my joke.
So last week... last week was actually a bit of a mix, because last week you... see, my notes say, found a buttload of loot. Because you found all the stuff in the bottom of the oubliette. You got your way into the secret chamber in the guard room and found their stash of weapons and armor and goodness. Mm-hmm. I've also got... Now, this may have been a fever dream, so you may have to remember... Amaranth made friends with Father Grimborough.
Yeah.
It's very important for character arc in the enemies to lovers aspect.
Yeah, yeah. Goes enemies to friends first, then friends to lovers.
Exactly. It's going to be very slow burn.
There's going to be some horrible fanfics about this.
I'm really hoping there's like an off-screen romance, because I don't know how comfortable I'm going to feel with that. But that meeting of the minds has now brought the fact you can buy lots of new things in town, which is fun. But then you headed back, stupidly, God knows why, back to Harrowstone, because that's gone so well in the past. Down into the basement, because apparently you really, really, really like the punishment. Headed back to your favourite room of all, the torture room, and into the secret tunnel you found behind the wall.
Secret tunnel!
Secret tunnel!
Nowhere near as joyful as our wonderful Avatar The Last Airbender connection there. But
is that where that's from?
Yeah.
No. Oh no.
So this has been the Role Plus podcast. Right, we're going to have to take a break while we... we just... I can't keep going, guys. This is too much.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to destroy anyone's spirit.
I want a divorce.
Wait, what's Avatar?
What?
I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't be
silent.
Somebody bring my vapors. I'm feeling faint. I'm going to move swiftly on from that. You are currently about to die, Avena.
Bring it, bitch.
You actually may. Where we left off, you came back to the tunnel with this amorphous blob-like creature that none of you can identify because none of you are trained in dungeoneering. And we rolled some initiative, and some of you should be happy, and some of you probably not. To remind, in fact, we're going to go straight into the first round of combat, because why not? So we're starting off, Lunamote, you are up.
Oh,
And it's the first round, so you are staggered.
Yes, I am. I'm going to stand here clutching my head, like, ow.
Right.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Avena. You were next with a 16 on your initiative.
Indeed I was. I am going to... I'm going to check some ranges is what I'm going to do. Okay. I must admit, I can't see completely clearly just because of the way the light is falling upon this map. But is it... this is a wall to my right, yes?
Yes.
So, and it is... without being too mechanical, it's occupying this square and this square, yes? This square?
Pretty much, yeah.
And, okay,
pretty
cool. Much. Right, so I'm going to take a... I'm going to step forward, he says, mm-hmm. not selecting the right tool. And then I'm going to go... Can I go to in that direction?
Yep, so that would be... Yes, that's 10 feet of movement you've used.
Right, so I'm going to sidle up past Lunamote, and I'm going to sort of go past Emlyn to about... Just to the Emlyn's left, and I think that will have me in range. It will. And then, because this doesn't look undead, I'm finally going to use one of my class abilities, and I'm going to Evil Eye it.
Okay, so then that... which one?
I am specifically going to go for attack, please. Attack rolls.
You are going to go for attack rolls. So that is a will save.
Indeed.
EC is?
I don't know, maybe you should roll for it first, and then I'll tell you if you passed or failed. See how you like it.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well then, it's okay. So it rolls a 7.
It fails. DC 16.
Oh.
So that's a minus two penalty to your, all your attack rolls, and it lasts for a number of rounds equal to 3 plus my intelligence modifier, so that's 8 rounds.
Oh my goodness.
You're a smart bitch.
Unfortunately.
Oh no. Uh-oh. No. Don't do this to me.
Do it.
It is immune to mind affecting effects.
There it is. The ooze doesn't have a brain? What?
I hated doing that because you sounded so excited.
Betrayal.
At least, but you have learned something about it. It's not a complete loss. You've learned new things, and Avena's all about that book learning and knowledge.
Yeah, book learning.
Okay, so I'm going to yell out in a despondent tone. It's like, if this one seems to be immune to my powers too.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I just pat Avena on the shoulder?
I will let you do that as a free action because I'm nice.
Thank you.
That then does bring us to the creature.
Oh no.
You.
Who unfortunately can't move very far.
Oh
no, going... what a terrible shame.
Ooh, but could it charge?
It can't move very far, but it can run aggressively for miles.
It should do marathons.
It could charge. It could move up to twice its speed, make a single attack. Path to the target must be clear. Look who's directly in front of it is Emlyn.
Oh, fuck off.
And you are exactly 20 feet away from it.
Oh, so bitch.
It can, in fact, it is going to charge.
What if I say no?
That's not how it works.
Could be, though.
So it is going to charge at you, and it is going to try to slam into you.
Gross.
So the charge gives it
a
plus two on the attack. Helps if I put that in the right part of the system. Okay. That is a 21 to hit.
Misses. No, it hits. It hits.
Okay, so a couple of things are going to happen.
You've been duped.
First, you are going to take 10 points of damage.
Oof.
Ow. Big ow.
Five of that is bludgeoning. 5 of that is acid.
Oh.
It is then going to attempt to grab you.
No.
Bad touch. Oh. Bad touch.
That is a 24 against your CMD.
What? CMD? Oh, that's like... Oh, I'm flat-footed because I haven't gone yet, have I?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a 12, so yeah.
Okay, so you are grabbed. So you have the grabbed condition.
Okay.
Grappled condition. Confusing my versions. So the grappled condition is a minus two penalty on all attack rolls, combat maneuver checks, except those made to escape the grapple. You cannot take actions that require two hands, such as reloading your gun. A grappled creature that attempts to cast a spell or use a spell-like ability doesn't affect you. You cannot make attacks of opportunity. Yeah, and I get a bonus to maintain the grapple on each turn. So yes, you are grappled by this creature. It is Amaranth's turn.
I'm gonna shimmy past Lunamo and just kind of look at the ooze because what the fuck? And then I'm gonna do what I always do.
Okay,
I'm gonna throw some steel.
Okay, give me an attack roll.
Okay, so that is a 13 to hit.
That is a hit.
7 points of slashing damage.
Okay, I need you to do something for me.
I need you to
give me a reflex save.
Oh no.
Ewie. Why is it always disgusting, gross stuff?
Yeah, we are ghosts. In a basement.
The irony is, if we'd been playing this adventure path as written, it probably wouldn't be half as disgusting. I think most of this is just Chris's influence.
I have to get it out of my system somehow.
So that's a 12 for a reflex save.
That is unfortunately a fail. So your sword takes damage.
My sword?
It takes 5 points of damage. Your sword... should have...
How does my sword take damage?
Because you have to hit the creature and the creature is acidic.
My sword.
Yum.
So I need to find the materials section.
Oh,
because
I'm so sad.
I don't have those rules prepared because Chris. Silly.
Chris, stop that. You're upsetting her.
Give me this.
Oh, I can see what the HP on that sword is as well.
Oh, what is it?
In the inventory tab, it says if you open it up, it'll say it has a HP bar value and a
it
hardness value.
May or
value.
May not.
It's 10.
I may not have set that
properly. Oh, no, I can see it.
No, but I may not have set it correctly.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
That might be a default setting. So I need to find, entertain yourselves for a moment, guys.
You definitely had a diamond longsword, Alice. Yeah.
I use my greatsword, which has a higher HP than my nice new silver sword.
Okay, so
the only reason I use that is because the silver sword, the long sword, isn't on my easy drop down attack menu, so I'm gonna ignore it until it's appeared.
Okay, no. So it does in fact have 10 hit points, but it has a hardness of 5. Because I dealt 5 points of damage, you get to ignore 5 points of damage because of the hardness. So this time it takes no damage. This time.
Well, let's see how many swings.
You get the impression, I'm going to give this to you for free because you're well trained, Amaranth, as a fighter. Any attack against this creature will risk taking damage to the item if you are not careful. Cool. And then you're up. You are currently grappled. You may choose to try and break it if you wish.
I can't really do much else.
I mean, your gun is loaded. You could take one shot.
I mean...
Though, of course, you would be at a disadvantage, a -4, because you are currently in melee with a creature.
Well, that's upsetting. Like, just stop that.
Them's the breaks.
All right, how do I break grapples again?
So you can break a grapple with a unarmed attack or with a escape artist check.
Absolutely not. Okay. Unarmed attack. Oh, it's like worse. Wonderful. Okay, I'll try an escape artist check. Why not?
Okay, so that is against the creature's CMD.
Cool. I've got a modifier +1. Is it possible?
It is possible.
Hey, good to know. 19?
You break free of the grapple.
Hey!
Yay!
And that's like my action, isn't it?
Yes, that is your standard action.
Great. Okay, that's fine. That's annoying, but okay. I'm gonna. Yes. The square that's directly behind Avena, behind northeast, yeah. West.
This one.
Is that standable?
Yeah.
Yay.
As long as more than half the square is land, then you can stand
okay.
in it.
I'll just take one. Back then. I'll just skedaddle backwards a little bit.
Okay. I mean, you've still got a move action because that's only a 5-foot step. So if you've got anything move action-ish, you could.
I'm okay. I'm good. Okay.
That takes us to the top of the round. Lunamote, you are up.
Okay. I'm going to take a big old foot step forward into the space where Emmeline was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to pull out and use the scroll of inflict light wounds.
Right. Okay. So casting a spell from a scroll triggers an attack opportunity.
Sure. Never mind. Fine.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, could I have done it and then move?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So first thing, is the spell on your list? I believe it is, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So you can use it automatically. That is fine. So your hand is currently charged with the spell Inflict Light Wounds.
Yes. And then I want to move forward into that space. And I'm going to partly regret this probably, but I'm going to touch the ooze and cast Inflict Light Wounds.
Okay. So give me a touch attack.
A
normal melee attack against touch AC.
Oh, how do I combat? Sorry.
Just melee under attack bonuses.
Just unarmed attack thing?
No, under attack bonuses, you should just have melee.
Oh, okay. So I just do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I've not done this before.
That's so right.
Very much like what am I doing? That's a 22?
That is a hit.
Wonderful.
You deal damage.
Wonderful. So I need to roll...
If you now use the scroll, it should roll it.
Yeah. That would be 2 damage.
Okay, 2 points of damage from the inflict light wounds.
Mm-hmm.
It is very difficult to tell the state of this creature. It has no physiology that you are that you have any information of.
Okay.
But I do not need you to make a reflex save.
Well, that's good. And I'm going to stay right where I am then and touch it, inflict light wounds, and go, meh, 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 and that's it.
Avena, how can you follow up the na 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 na?
I mean, can I even is the question.
Should you even?
Yes. You know, I spent so long wondering if I could. I didn't stop to ask if I should. I'm so vexed that I'll ignore half my character. It's fine since everything's immune to goddamn mind affecting. Not that anyone let me know about this before I built the character.
Not everything in the world is immune to these things.
I mean, it seems like a strong trend is all I'm saying.
Right now?
Yes.
Things might change.
Right, I'm going to 5-foot step back to put my back against the wall. And I'm in range finding again. There we go. And I would like to cast Cure Light Wounds upon Emlyn.
Very well, you may do that. Roll some hit points.
9 points of healing.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Very nice.
That's the good shit.
And that brings us to the ooze, which is going to come after you, Lunamo, I think, because you're like right there.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
It's not very smart. That is an 11 to hit.
What's that against?
Just normal AC?
No, that does not hit.
Very, very lucky.
I am.
You are.
I taunted it and I got away with it.
We're good at that.
Well, we all know what I'm going to do.
No.
Whack.
A 13 to hit.
Hits.
That is 11 points of slashing damage.
Very nice.
How is the yucky looking turnip faring?
Well, before we get to that, you have to give me a reflex save.
Yeah. I feel like we need to start putting in elevator music when we're like doing this. Well, that would be a nat 20, and then that's 26 in total.
You manage to swing, hit the greatsword into this creature, and then manage to pull it back before it manages to congeal around the blade and damage it at all.
And I have enough time to slip into a dab whilst I do this.
Of course you do. but the creature, it is... give me a perception check.
Okay. I feel like it should take psychic damage for being dabbed at in 2020, though.
I feel like you should be taking psychic damage for having done it.
We all should. I feel like I did.
Okay, so that would be a 21 as a perception.
Okay. It is difficult to tell how the creature is. I mean, unless it moves, you can't even tell that it's alive. There is absolutely nothing about it that you are able to pick up anything from. It seems to be moving slower, and that's all you can tell.
Disgusting. Thank you very much.
That brings us, unless you would like to move at all, Amaranth?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Emlyn, you can remove the grappled from your conditions, by the way.
Oh yeah,
just in case
I'm not grappled anymore.
Yes, just it may affect your things if you try to shoot or do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. I'm going to take that off in just a second, and I'm going to shoot it.
A shoot sounds good. So just be aware, it will have soft cover because Lunamote is between you.
Lunamote short, though.
That's not how it works. It's not much bigger in height than Lunamote.
Oh, well, that's rude.
It takes up the 5-foot square, but it is actually quite short.
Oh.
If you can describe ooze as short. You get tall ooze? Is tall ooze a thing?
Twos, if you will.
Twos?
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm still going to shoot it.
Give me a shoot.
Point blank shot because of the ranged thing. Go. Did it do it? 13?
That is a hit.
Yay, that is 5 damage.
5 points of damage.
And yeah, it is
still... I mean, a couple of you have hit it now. You very much get the impression it is not a very quick creature. Like, so it is actually quite easy to hit it, but it also kind of looks, for want of a better word, like a bit of a bullet sponge. It's hard to tell. Like you would normally have taken down, like, the skeletons dropped within one hit of Amaranth. You've shot things that have gone almost instantly. This is taking those hits, and it's hard to tell how much damage it's taking, but it's still going.
That's okay. I need a wet wipe.
Oh.
The coming of the great white Kleenex. Lunamote.
Hiya. Well, you know, that inflict light wounds didn't seem to do much, did it?
Not quite.
Okie dokie. So I'm going to stab it with one of my normal daggers.
Okay.
Offhand. Does that make a difference if it's offhand?
No, that's fine. I mean, offhand, it would be a minus 2. I'm going to go 2. Minus 2. Why not? Stop it. Let's house rule this.
Oh, no.
I will look it up later.
Oh, okay. 1 second. Minus 2 is a 7.
Which is a hit.
Oh! Huh. What?
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, this thing does not have very high AC.
That's 4 damage?
4 points of damage. I am going to need you to make a reflex save.
Okie dokie. That's a 13?
Unfortunately, not quite enough. So that was with a punching dagger, wasn't it?
No, it was with a normal dagger.
Oh, normal dagger. Okay, so that is a light hafted weapon. Hardness 5. Okay, so it does not take any damage.
Woo-hoo.
But that's only due to the resilience of the blade itself. Like, if it had been a weaker metal, it would have begun to corrode.
I love my daggers.
You have movement if you wanted it at all, Luna.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take a 5-foot step backwards to be between... actually, I'm good. I'm going to stay right where I am.
Okay, you do that.
I'm going to stay between Emlyn and the thing.
Okay, so I'm guessing I would have seen it kind of pulling on the weapons a little bit.
Yes.
Right, so bearing that in mind, I'm going to head to the northernmost wall.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems like either I can split its attention, so it's going to waste time trying to chase me.
Mm-hmm.
Or it means I'm out of range. I'm out of its way to go after it at range. So I'm going to use a swift action to activate Arcane Strike.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to throw a card.
Okay.
Once I've remembered where that is. There we go. That...
Hey kid, want to play 52 pickup?
That's my
one at a time.
That's my special move. That is a 14 to hit.
That is a hit.
And 2 points of piercing damage. Well, piercing magical, but yes, piercing damage.
2 points of damage. The card sinks into the ooze, seems to get pulled inside, and you see the card just kind of crumble into dust before it gets absorbed. But it does seem to have done some damage.
Boy, am I glad I used the right deck for that.
And that brings us to the ooze.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which is going to, because it's stupid, it's just going to go after Linamo again, because you're right there. That is a 14 to hit against AC.
Nope.
Damn it.
Nope.
Damn it.
I might be small, but I am hardy.
Amaranth, you're up.
It's sword time. Okay, so moving on from the fact that I just said that, it's an 11 to hit.
11 hits.
That's 13 points of damage. Please tell me I redeem myself by killing this creature.
It is not dead yet.
Oh my god.
And I'm going to need you to make a reflex save.
This goo is strange.
Very hardy. Very hardy, yes.
Okay, so that's 21 for a reflex save.
Just... managed to pull your sword back before it seems to do any damage. but it's a close one. Like it takes a you were like a split second just in time to pull it back before it started corroding.
I do not dab this time.
Anything else on your turn, Amaranth? It is moving very, very slowly. It looks like it might be close, but it's hard to tell how damaged
no,
it is.
No, I'm probably just going to look absolutely disgusted.
Nice.
Like, just looking at my sword to make sure it's not like got remnants of ooze.
Emlyn, it is up to you.
I'm going to shoot it.
You gon' darn do that.
I am gonna go and darn do that.
Why are we all full of farmers from different countries today?
I don't know.
I was going for Texan, but
a rancher then.
This one.
Uh oh.
Okay, your gun is broken.
Yep. Have
we even had a misfire yet, or is this like?
I think it's been one.
It's been a long time, isn't it?
Where's Quicklier gone? There it is. Standard action. Ew.
Or you can spend a grip point to do it as a move.
Oh, I'll do that.
Okay. First time you spent a grip point in a long time.
I know. I don't use them that much.
It's because you have nothing yet that quite needs them. Well.
Yeah. Cool. Grip points spent. Okay. Done. Fix.
So that's your standard to shoot. Your move to Quicklier. Your gun is no longer broken, but your turn is over. Lunar Moat.
Let's try stabbing again. That seemed to work last time, right?
Give me a stab.
And that was a... Oh, no, it's with the weapon.
I would assume this, because because you didn't move last turn, if you wish, you can say that you've moved it to your dominant hand, so you don't have to take the penalty if you like.
Oh, I would love to do that.
Yeah.
That'd be a 15.
That is a hit.
2 points of damage.
Ooh, it sinks in. It doesn't seem to quite stop it. And I'm going to need a reflex save.
A reflex save. 9.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Luckily, the hardness of your dagger means it does not take any damage.
Ay.
Wah, wah.
But only just.
Oh, I'll take so only just.
I'd say to be aware, like, because obviously we've not really done item damage before, but as soon as an item goes below half its hit points, and for most weapons they have, like a dagger would have 5 hit points, a sword, a normal length sword or the great sword or whatever would have 10. Once it goes down to half hit points, it becomes broken and you take penalties to use it.
That's fine.
If it goes down to 0, it's completely destroyed.
That's fine. I have 3 daggers with Gucci.
I come with spares. Avina.
This one I made earlier.
I'm going to move again, keep hugging the wall and kind of shimmy around so I'm behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would like to, reach down to the normal deck of playing cards I have on my other hip, pull one out, arcane swift action to charge it and then throw it.
Okay. Go ahead, give me an attack roll.
10 to hit.
That is a hit.
Sweet. 4 points of piercing damage, please.
The card. You don't know whether it's the position you're in or whether it's just the time you take to line it up, but it slices through the ooze, which just kind of splits down the middle like a jelly and collapses to the ground and stops moving.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to sort of gingerly approach it and poke it. Just like, is it definitely dead?
What are you poking it with?
That is a very good point given what it did. I'm going to rephrase my action. I'm going to throw a rock at it that's presumably on the floor.
There's a rock. This is a natural cavern, or seems to be natural in origin. It kind of hits the puddle. And you hear a it doesn't move at all.
Okay, so it's still, but it still has the natural acidicness.
It still seems to be of an acidic nature, but it doesn't. Right. It no longer seems animated in any fashion.
Guys, be careful not to step in that.
No licking.
Oh no, that's acid. You don't lick acid.
It's hard to tell with you, to be fair. Blood. We don't know what you won't lick at this point.
Everyone, give me perception checks.
Oh,
uh-oh. Ooh. Ooh.
26. He's
going to mock us, okay.
26 from Avina.
15 Lunamote.
2 15s, Amaranth Lunamote.
20 total.
20 from Emlyn. So actually, Emlyn and Avina, you're both in tandem again. You notice, so this cavern that you're in that's kind of widened out a little, and you can see evidence on the walls where it seems like this creature, whatever it was, has been living here for a while. You can see like what looks to be almost the acid stripped skeletons of like mice and like moles and other creatures. And then on the far side of the cavern, you can see that there's this another kind of almost like a tunnel that heads off, continuing along the same direction from which you came in. And then what looks to be at the end of it, you just make out a constructed stone wall.
Okay.
You guys are so good at finding fake walls. It's unbelievable.
I guess my job was
called shenanigans. What did I say?
Was there any, humanoid remains?
No. Okay. There are no humanoid remains in here. There are only animal.
What does an ooze nest look like?
You wouldn't know. You're not trained in dungeoneering.
I know. I mean, I'm just trying to picture it as me, myself.
You may be in one for all you know.
Oh, ooh. Delightful.
Yes, so there is a tunnel wall.
Can I cautiously approach the wall and inspect it, please?
Yeah, give me another perception check.
Not quite as sharp. 14.
So knowing what you're kind of looking for this time based on what you've seen on previous walls and having watched Emlyn open up the wall to this passage and the wall in the guard chamber, you do find a similar looking keyhole that looks like that one of the long keys that you found in the oubliette might fit.
We got another keyhole here, guys.
All right. I grab.
Who had the keys?
Me. I will grab the keychain out and start trying keys. And hopefully one of them might eventually work.
So you spend a few minutes going through the different keys, looking, and eventually you do find one that opens and that goes in. You hear the little as it turns, and then you're able to swing the wall inwards towards the other side.
Is there any light?
There is not light coming from inside, cool. So I'm assuming you are still using the greatsword light for light.
We also have the daggers.
Yeah.
So the light that you've got kind of does filter into the room. It looks to be from the directly into the on the other side of this wall seems to be a cell of some kind, but the iron door to which is open.
Okay.
I don't think I want to think about who's being housed in the single cell kind of attached to the torture chamber.
Although not officially attached. Remember, let me think about... So we came in this way, went down there, and I'm just going to start muttering to myself. And shouldn't this roughly lead us out to where the other section of the basement we couldn't get into? Is it the Nevermore? Where this passage lines up, it might be bringing us out into that.
Based on your understanding of the layout so far, and because you've been in and out of the dungeon a number of times now, this would seem to line up roughly with potentially one of the cells in the Nevermore.
Oh.
Great.
Is there a sense that you said this passage is naturally occurring? Yeah, it hadn't been excavated.
I know. Yeah, it seems to be more natural. It may have been widened, or it just hasn't got anywhere near the same construction. It's a much rougher cavern.
Okay.
It's not got the finish. It could potentially just be a rough human made.
What value is
it? Would be hard to tell.
In a passage between the torture chamber and one of the cells.
Can I cast detect undead? Can I do out a feeling?
You can indeed.
Cool.
So I need to remember because this there's a couple of different levels to this. So it is a range of 60 feet. So you detect the presence of undead.
I'm going to tell everyone, but very quietly. So, guys, I think what we don't want to be in that room is in that room.
I will also tell you that it seems to be a strong.
It's definitely one of the five for sure.
Could I, looking around, can I sort of reach my hand out, place it on the wall, the hidden wall that we've just come through, and cast Ears of the City to try and get a stream of information about, like, why this passageway is here?
You can, yes. So you can give me either a diplomacy check or a perception check.
Okie dokie. Skills, diplomacy, because that's a plus 8. 16.
Okay, so as you kind of reach out, and obviously, even though you've got like the daggers and there's the great sword is giving off light as well, as you kind of reach out and touch the wall, and you close your eyes momentarily to cast the spell, but then they flick open as you're seeing this stream of the history of this particular cell. But for all the other three of you in the room, you for the first time have seen this in a more dark area. You do see this like almost smoky glow come over Lunamote's eyes. And from your perspective, Lunamote, you see that there this tunnel that you've been through has seen use over the years. And it seems to be that your best understanding is that the Nevermore would have been used for the worst of the worst that came to Harrowstone. So the tunnel was indeed used to take prisoners from the Nevermore to the torture room and back again without exposing them to the rest of the prisoners for fear that they might influence or infect them with their evil.
Great. I'm so happy I did that. Absolutely fantastic. My worst fears have just come true. Great. I'm going to keep this piece of information to myself.
The one thing you would also know is towards the end of this vision, because you almost see it like a stream of history from the beginning of Harrowstone rushing you forward to the present day. And obviously there's 50 years at the end of that of nothing. But during the riot in the prison and the subsequent fire, it seems as though none of the prisoners were able to find and open that tunnel. So anyone who was in the Nevermore would have stayed in the Nevermore.
Okay. I open my eyes back up, take my hand off of the wall and sort of turn to the others and state, I think this is where we are going to find the worst things in this prison. I cast the spell where I can get information from the past, and the things that were very, very evil were kept here and they did not leave.
During this time, while Lunamote's explaining this, Amaranth, your Detect Undead is still going. You pick up there is a single undead aura in the area, which is a strong aura. It's not multiple that you're feeling collected. You're feeling a single strong aura in the cells.
Okay, so I'm not sure why I know this. Probably due to who I am, but I can definitely tell you there's one very, very strong undead creature in that cell. Now, if anyone wants to turn back, I wouldn't blame you at all. But if we go in there, we need to be 100% ready, because I don't know if they know we're here yet. So basically, if anyone wants to leave, now's the time. Though I do know we did say to Soriana that we deal with this. We are just, at the end of the day, a group of people. So if anyone wants to go, now's the time.
Lunamote turns and sort of watches Emlyn.
I mean, this is the most fun I've had in a long time. I don't know about you guys.
Didn't you just nearly die?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm
Avena?
We have to see this through. I couldn't, knowing what's here and what could happen, I couldn't walk away from it.
Do you know me?
Well, you'll all get yourself killed, so I might as well stay.
Lena Mo, our savior.
I mean, okay. Two things worth noting. One, this tunnel does provide a decent escape route should things get hairy. These undead that we've seen so far don't seem to be the fastest movers, so if we can, flee, they might not be able to pursue us very far. Also, if this presence feels as strong as you think it does, Amaranth, there's no reason we couldn't attempt to tackle one of the ones upstairs, maybe. Although, I don't know, I feel like all of the strongest souls that remain are going to be strong. Yeah. So, I mean, we could maybe take a... We could take a rest in the office so we're at full strength before we approach it, maybe.
Is anybody missing much in terms of strength?
No.
No, I've run through a few of my spells, unfortunately. I've not got too many left to call on, but it's not... I do have other options available, so it's not the end of the world, I suppose.
I think
anything that could be fixed quickly, or would it take all night?
Yes, it would be I'd have to... It requires a long rest to recharge. We'd need to be out of action for a while.
I think it's best that we clear the vermin from the basement.
Unfortunately, yeah, I agree.
Okay. But we all agree if things do take a turn for the worst, we can flee out of the tunnel if necessary. That's the fallback plan, I suppose.
Yeah.
We want like a signal, which means that everybody fucking run, or...
I think run would suffice.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, we'll do that. Yeah.
Simple, and direct.
If anyone's
works.
Unconscious, grab them.
Cool.
So I guess we go in.
Okay.
I'll go first.
So you step into this cell. As you go in, you can see a bit more through the bars. This does seem to be one of many cells that has the same kind of layout that you saw in the Oubliette, that you saw in the Reaper's Hold. And there is a central area in the middle, and the cells line all three walls, with one wall being the corridor up towards the portcullis that you saw previously. The doors themselves to all of these cells are hanging askew on their hinges. They're all empty. You don't see any bodies. You don't see anything really at all. You can see there are partially burnt support beams on the north side of the room, while to the south they've collapsed and the cell walls have started to crumble. There are rivulets of water dripping down this, from the southwestern side of the Nevermore, and create a shallow pool in that portion of the room on the southwest. Over, and they kind of lead in then towards another oubliette in the center of the room that is overflowing and has been completely flooded.
Yikes.
Yikes.
Oh gosh.
Lots of reactions. You don't seem to see anything, but you can give me perception checks if you like.
Yes. I would very much. Yeah.
17.
23.
23 from Amaranth.
Natural 20 into a 28.
Ooh,
19.
Nice. And a 19 from Lunamote. So Emily and Lunamote are kind of looking towards kind of the open areas of the rooms to see if you can see any movement, and nothing really catches your eye. Everything feels still. You can just hear the gentle dripping of the water coming down the walls on the south side. But something about the walls feels weird to you, Amaranth, and you can't quite place it until you see Avena, who has almost like fixated on a singular point. And when you follow her gaze, you can see drops of blood beginning to well up along the mortar in between the bricks of the walls.
Ooh. Okay.
Guys, the walls are bleeding.
And I am going to need people to roll me some initiative.
Yeah.
Does it appear that the blood is forming into letters by any chance?
So far, nothing has happened apart from me asking for some initiatives, please.
Okay.
Sorry, there's no active combat, so it's not letting me.
Oh, no, well, how frustrating and annoying, because that doesn't help me. Let's do that then. And I will quickly... I was expecting it to work without needing a map. 1, 2, 3.
I am alive! Oh. I haven't appeared.
And add on. And now you should be able to roll some initiative.
21.
Oh, 21's from both. So, Amaranth, have you got the higher initiative bonus? Is that right?
Mine's 3.03.
Okay, so yours is 3 on the initiative. And Avena, what's your initiative bonus?
2.
2. Lunamet, what'd you get?
18.
18. And Emlyn?
11.
Okay. So let me just do that so you can see all around. And to be fair, you would probably be more like that so you can actually see a bit more into the room. Okay, so you have noticed, Amaranth, that there is... You have now seen there is blood on the walls. It's your turn. What are you planning to do?
I would like to do a knowledge religion.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Give me a knowledge religion.
That's a 22.
You do not know much. What you do know is this does not seem to be a creature. You get the impression this is some kind of haunt, but that's okay. All you know.
I'm going to relay that to everyone, guys. This is a haunt. It's not a thing. It's a haunt. Like,
okay. So like the dwarf.
Yes. I suppose. Does anyone have a siphon?
I do actually.
Okay. I'm going to go into the room.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm going to stand by the pool of water.
Okay. Avena.
I am...
You have obviously also noticed these droplets of blood.
Yes.
They don't seem to be dripping like from somewhere. They just seem to be dripping out of the wall.
Which wall specifically? Just for my sake. Just for clarity.
All of them.
All of them. Oh, fun. Right.
You notice it on one wall at first, but then when you look around, you can see it kind of a bit everywhere.
Okay. I'm going to cautiously edge forward. And mindful of the restrictions of a haunt siphon, I'm going to crack mine open. Just has the haunt revealed itself? Or manifest, sorry?
Not really, so far as you can tell.
Okay.
If you're seeing the signs that there is a haunt, it has not yet manifested and done something.
Okay, so let's pretend I didn't do that then. can I detect magic, please?
You can. So that is a...
Am I still afflicted?
You are, yes, that's a fair point. Please give me a will save.
I unfortunately only remembered it after I had cast that cure one.
You are... Oh, yes, you're right. I'll be nice and let you have that healing, Emlyn.
22.
So that is a... that's a success, and you have a 60-foot cone, so I need to know which direction you are pointing it in, please.
Well, I'm going to do it... So the goal is I'm basically going to scan it across the entire... room eventually, but I'll start systematically with the cells to my right. So facing that and then basically swing it across as far as I can keep it sustained for and sort of...
When you say right, let's use cardinal directions. Are you talking west?
Yes, sorry.
Okay. I'll say, because we don't have facing, so I can't tell which way Avena is facing to know which way is right.
That's fair. So yes, to so start at the west and basically sort of sweep it around the room as much as I can.
Okay, so starting in the west and going kind of towards the southwest is what you'll get this round. Mm-hmm. There is nothing that you can detect magical there.
Okay.
That brings us to initiative count 20.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I get to roll randomly to find out who is affected. Amaranth!
I wonder what that weird symbol was.
That should be hidden. There we go. I am going to need you to where are my notes? I need a will save, please.
Classic. sorry, I'm being very shit. Hang on. There we go.
That was
it's
a sigh.
Eight, but okay. Plus two against disease and mind affecting effects, so 10.
This is neither, I'm afraid.
Aww.
Not that it would matter, because it would have been a fail anyway. As you're kind of standing and looking around and trying to figure out where this energy that you're sensing is coming from, because you can't quite place it properly, you see on one of the walls where you're noticing this blood come through, it seems to drip down and you see the letter A appear. And then you take 2 points of wisdom damage.
Oh no, I'm being made stupid.
You immediately get the sensation... that you have to remove that letter from the wall as soon as you can. You are utterly convinced that that is what's causing this damage to your mind.
Cool. I guess I just like scoop up some water and try and scrub it off the wall. Like...
It's not your turn. You can't do anything. Oh, no. Lunamote. So you will have seen Amaranth suddenly turn, look at the wall, and you see this you see her kind of pull back with this sharp stab of pain in the back of her mind and this look of determination, but you don't know much more than that.
Okie doke, I hate all of this.
Give me a second check, actually.
Okay.
Incidentally, just so you're aware, this does not count as combat, even though we're tracking rounds, so your effect does not trigger and stop you doing things.
21?
You can see the letter A that Amaranth is looking at.
Okay.
That could be for Avena. That could
it is
be
incidentally Farmer. On the wall over this directly opposite. So on the east side where the doors are there, that's where
okay.
That's where she's seeing the letter.
I'm going to step into the room that everyone else is in.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to try to ignore the blood dripping down the walls and see if I can spot any movement coming from any of the other cells that are leading onto the room.
Give me a perception check.
Okay. Perception is not like my strong suit either. 14.
14. You don't seem to see any movement, but you are now, it's a lot easier now to notice. There is blood coming from a lot of the walls. It's not just that one area. You see it on all the walls around this main room.
Okay.
You've got standard action if you wanted to do anything with that.
I'm going to cast... I'm going to reach out a hand since I'm next to Amaranth. I'm mm-hmm. going to touch her and I'm going to cast Stabilize.
Okay.
Oh, not Stable. You... Oh, was it Stabilize?
I don't know. Was it Stabilize?
Do you mean Virtue?
Yeah, I meant a Virtue. Sorry.
Okay, so Amaranth, yeah. You have one temporary hit point that lasts for 1 minute. So when we get to round 11, if we get to round 11, then that's when your temporary hit point will disappear.
Okay.
Okay, so that brings us to Emlyn.
I'm gonna walk in. A big room, wonderful. Bloody walls, fantastic.
Yep. The blood is building. There is it's not like it doesn't look like it's going to flood the room, but you can just see it in all of the on all of the walls.
Great. Awesome.
It's Flavor Town for Emlyn.
I didn't even consider that. Oh god. Is this like the scene in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory where they're licking the wallpaper? The snarsberries taste like snarsberries.
This bit's A. This bit's AB negative. This one I can't identify. Such a bouquet.
What are we doing, Emlyn?
There's nothing.
You can
to
hold
shoot.
An action if you wanted to hold an action.
I don't know what to do. Do I get any vibes from the room?
Feels really chill.
Cool, awesome.
don't know what to tell you. I mean, for you, it probably does feel pretty chill. There's blood everywhere.
Great. Wonderful. I've got nothing I can really fucking do. I'm just going to, like, get gun ready and hold action to shoot if anything looks weird.
Okay.
Other than what is currently happening.
I'm going to rip off a piece of my cloak, dip it in the water, and then immediately go to the wall where the letter A is on and try and scrub it off.
Okay.
This one is it?
Yeah. It's not overly specific. We need the map to track the rounds, but it's not overly specific on where. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to give me a melee attack roll, because I kind of just need to mechanicalize this somehow.
That would be a nat 20, so 24.
Okay, for fun, give me an unarmed strike, just for the damage.
So in terms of like to attack, it's 18. For damage, it's 3.
3 points tracked. Okay. You wipe the A from the wall. You manage to smear it, and it does seem to come off. And your 2 points of wisdom damage is healed.
Yay! Easiest one ever.
But the blood is still on the walls. There is still blood on all the walls.
As long as it's not spelling my name.
Avena.
So I would have seen Amaranth do all that.
Well, actually, you're currently facing the other direction.
Oh, yes, you are,
magic.
Aren't I?
You're,
yes.
You're detect magic. You decided to start the other side
of
the room.
That's fair. That's fair. I am a woman of my word. I will stick to it. I will wish to, since I didn't really notice that happening, I'm going to carry on scanning, please.
You detect magic in the flooded oubliette.
Do I get a sense of what kind?
Multiple.
Ooh, okay.
It's hard to pinpoint specifically because it seems to be coming from a single source, but multiple schools of magic. You can't you can't place it any more than that.
Am I right in remembering with Detect Magic, if I even sustain it, because it's concentration duration, I think it's also, it says concentration and up to 1 minute per level, but...
Yeah, so it's up to 1 minute per level, but you have to concentrate to maintain it, so any damage could disrupt it.
And if memory serves, it's 6 seconds for a round, yes?
Mm-hmm. Cool. So that's 10 rounds.
So if I sustain it, I can get more information, is that correct?
So first round, presence or absence of magical auras within the 60 feet. Second round, number of different magical auras and the power of the most potent. Third round, strength and location of each aura. If items or creatures bearing the auras are in line of sight, you can make arcana checks. And that's it. You would have to maintain it for 3 rounds to get the full amount of information pointing in the same direction.
Okay, so this doesn't count as my first round.
This is your first round for that one, yes.
Cool. Guys, there's something, there's a magical signal. It seems to be focused on the oubliette. There's a lot of, I think there's a lot of different threads of magic woven in there. I can't really tell them apart, but whatever this is, I think it's focused on the oubliette.
Wait, why is there an oubliette here, not in a room that's literally labelled oubliette?
I mean, there was one in the oubliette. Surely,
there was, but
this one's just flooded. Oubliette.
So what's so significant about the other oubliette that it's specifically labelled the oubliette? I think this is not what I should be thinking right now, but...
You just successfully wiped off a letter. Who needs to worry about things anymore?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Except all of you do, because it's now the turn of the haunt.
I've just suddenly got my wisdom back.
And this time, two of you are going to be targeted.
Oh,
that
great.
Is going to be Avena and Lunamote. Give me will saves, please.
Cool.
This 15. Is really stressing me out.
15 is a fail.
Cool.
7.
7 is also a fail. You both, as you're looking around the room, see a letter L and somewhere else a letter A appear in blood, and you each take 2 points of wisdom damage. And you have this intense panic of, I need to get that letter off that wall.
Damn fucking right I do.
And that brings us to Lunamote's turn.
Cool. Well, I've watched Amaranth just like go and wipe it off. So I'm just going to turn to her and go, chuck us the rag.
I throw the rag.
I would like to catch the rag, dunk it, and wipe my letter off.
I'm going to allow you to do that as an immediate action, because technically it's not your turn, Amaranth, but fine. I'm being generous.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, so give me... So it'd be a melee attack roll for you, Lunamote.
13.
13, okay. And then give me... do an unarmed strike just to get damage, so I can track that.
10. What?
No. I need the damage from the unarmed strike, not the attack.
Oh, sorry,
roll.
3.
So there's no way you can do 10 damage or a half.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, what? 3 non-lethal damage. 3 damage.
You managed to wipe the letter that has appeared with your name from the wall, and you regain the 2 points of wisdom damage.
Okay. Emlyn. Everything's okay.
So Vina's kind of gone, something magic in the oubliette that's full of water, yeah?
And then has immediately recoiled in... Oh, fair point. You took damage, so your concentration... I need you to give me a concentration check, Avena.
Lord, okay. Sorry.
I forgot about that, yes.
Now, where would I find the...
On your spell tab, it should be at the top, concentration, left-hand side.
Ah, yes. I was attempting to shortcut through the hot bar. concentration, yes?
Yes, please.
Okay, it has rolled, and it gives me a 17.
Okay, you managed to maintain the detect magic.
Oh, cool.
Emlyn, though, you have seen that Avena has said there is something magic and then has recoiled in pain. Her eyes have snapped to one of the walls where you can see this letter A has appeared, and this look of intense focus and panic in her eyes.
Great. Okay. But she has specifically pointed out the magical aura in the water.
She has said there's a magical aura in the oubliette, yes.
Does the oubliette have a grate on top of it?
Doesn't seem to.
Cool. I'm going to go swimming.
Oh God.
No. It's idiot soup time.
Idiot soup time, you know?
This sounds fun.
It's been a while since we had a callback to idiot soup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's going to be the croutons?
We are.
For the fun, to see how well you manage this, give me a swim check.
Cool, my plus zero modifier. Yeah, sure.
Essentially, you're diving in, I suppose, because so, it's as best you know, it's 30-foot deep, like the other one was.
Cool. 13.
Okay, so you managed to not go like dive so far across that you like hit the wall on the other side, because it's not very wide. But if you're trying to dive in, you are currently in the water. You can swim at half your normal speed with a successful swim check. So that will happen on your next turn, though.
Okay.
That will bring us to Amaranth.
I'm going to go to where... have I seen Avena's A on the wall?
You probably can, yes.
Okay, I'm going to be like... I just scrubbed an A off the wall. Luna, my friend, you the rag, and then I'm going to go over and try and get it off for Avena.
Okay, give me a melee attack.
Oh, that's an 11.
You go over and you rub across it. You cannot seem to get that mark off the wall. You're not you wipe and it seems like it's gone for a moment, and then it immediately soaks back through the brickwork into place.
Shit.
Avena, you're up.
Well, presuming that my A was close to me, and that means that Amaranth is probably next to me now, I'm going to because I've seen her try to wipe it away and it's come back, so I've just kind of like
I'm actually going to need you to give me a will save.
Oh, wah.
I didn't think of this.
Oh, fuck me. Okay. 13.
This thought in the back of your mind, you feel this intense pain. You know what that letter is for. Someone is trying to steal your sanity. They are draining it from you through that letter. This feels exactly the same as when you panic about casting a spell. You know that this is the same feeling, that someone is going to take from you the only thing you have, which is your mind. You are incensed by this. You have no option but to try and attack it physically with weapons or arms, or you can't think clearly enough.
Okay. Claw attack.
Okay, give me a claw.
I mean, sorry, can I just do two claws if I'm that incensed?
You can, yeah.
Fuck it, we'll go with two claws then.
Remember to click full attack for that one.
Yep. Okay, first attack, 15.
15 is fine, that works.
5 damage.
5 points of damage. Second one?
2.
Okay, no, that doesn't. Is that a 2 to hit?
Yes. 8 minus 6.
Okay, so what was the damage of the first one, sorry?
5.
5 points of damage. You claw, you rake, like something. You don't know whether it's just the magic that's emanating from, because the detect magic was still going, that you rake your claws through the stone and you take chunks of it out and you manage to scrape the A from the wall and it seems to go. It's gone.
Has my head cleared
somewhat? You gain your 2 points of wisdom damage.
Okay. And I'm guessing most of my head kind of clears somewhat. I'm just kind of like...
It does. It is now the haunt's turn again.
Do I get time to yell?
You took a full attack action.
I did, didn't I?
This time, 3 of you are being affected. The only one who isn't is Emlyn. I need everyone else to give me a will save.
Jesus.
Hey, 15. Would be the way to go, guys.
Is a fail.
22 for Lunamout.
Success.
17.
Is a success. Avena, you take 2 points of damage on a different wall, another side from you. You see another A creep out of the stone, and that panic sets in again, and you take 2 points of wisdom damage.
Yep.
Cool. And it is Lunamote's turn.
Okay. This guy, this thing, is pissing me off. So, what I would like to do is I'm going to move to the first cell on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to look through the bars to see if I can see anything in there using my daggers as a light, because I've got light cast on them already.
Sure. Give me a perception check.
8. For God's sake.
The cell looks completely empty. There's cool. Nothing in there at all. Okay. Not even anything that you're like, oh, that doesn't look important. It's just bare.
Cool. Since I technically haven't used my full action, can I do one more cell?
Yeah, go on.
Yay. So I'm going to move my last 5 foot of movement, and I'm going to have another look in the next cell.
Another perception check, please.
13?
13. This one is also empty. There Great. Is nothing in these cells, it seems.
For now. Emlyn, okay, cool.
You are in the water, Emlyn.
Mm-hmm.
So first you need to give me a swim check.
Yeah. A swim.
A swim, please.
A swim.
It counts as calm water, so it's only a DC 10.
Okay, cool. That's a 9.
Ooh.
My drowning.
Do you remember what happens at this point?
You are in fact... kind of memory back there.
You are in fact drowning.
Wonderful.
You can hold your breath for a number of... we've never covered this on the live recording before, but there is a PTSD response in me right now from previous games. Right, you can hold your breath for a number of rounds equal to twice your constitution score, but only if you do nothing other than take move actions or free actions. If you take a standard or a full round action, the remainder of the time is reduced by one round. After that, those rounds, you must then make a constitution check to continue holding your breath. You must also make a swim check on each of your turns to try and stop drowning. But for this this turn, all you can do is just drown.
Wonderful. Okay, cool. That's fine.
Yep. Okay. Yes. So you are currently drowning. Okay. I would like you to give me a perception check.
Oh, okay.
While you're there.
Yeah, sure. You know, got nothing else to do. 20 total.
Okay. For a split second, you think you see a face under the water, but it then disappears.
Okay, cool.
Amaranth.
Sorry. So you all know that the resolution on my laptop screen isn't the best. I'm trying to see if I even, like, this. I can't even look at the swim skill. it's just so far, even if I pop out the character sheet thing, I just cannot see it. So, Chris, would you be able to look and see if I even have any skills in swim?
You are not trained in it, but you don't need to be for swim, and you have a plus... I'm looking at the wrong sheet. Skills, swim... you have a minus 2 because of your armor.
I'm going to jump into the water.
Idiots.
I'm going to need you to do a perception check first because you might not be able to see that that they're drowning.
Oh, okay.
Because they dived in, so they're under the water. It's not like they're drowning at the surface. They're drowning under.
This is exactly what happened last time, guys. Do we not learn?
That's a 21 for me.
You managed to see and you can dive in. Give me a swim check for the dive.
I can't.
I will give you a swim check for the dive. Okay, your swim check is a 6. You're not drowning. This is just to see how well you dive. Okay. So you take 2 points of bludgeoning damage from hitting the wall on the other side of the oubliette, but you are now under the water next to Emlyn. And
he belly flopped.
We'll get to that next round. Avina, you're up. There is another letter on the wall that seems to be yours.
Okay. How far away is it?
It's close enough you can move and do something about it in one round. Cool. I'm not tracking it too strictly on movement.
Fair. I'm gonna run up to it and I'm gonna slash it with a claw. Single claw this time.
Single claw.
Uh-huh. That's that, and that's that. 10 to hit.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
3 damage slashing.
Okay, so a couple of things are going to happen.
Okay.
You manage to claw into the stone. The letter disappears. Immediately, you and Lunamote both realize all of the blood seems to disappear.
What?
And then I need everyone to give me a reflex saving throw.
Oh,
okay.
Including the 2 people who are underwater.
Does being underwater affect it?
It might do. We'll find out.
Okay.
That's a 13, but it's a 15 if you give me protection against mind effects.
The reflex will not be a mind thing.
Oh.
So 14 13.
For
Lunamote.
Yeah.
14 for Lunamote.
17.
17?
Is this against negative energy or like...
No.
A death thing? No, that's a 19.
Okay, so Avina and Emlyn, I want you to remember that you have passed your saving throws.
Okay.
Because the ceiling is going to collapse on you next week.
Wait, what?
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 I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Oh.
Back that up.
I'm not saying anything. I've just told you. The ceiling collapses on top of you, and we're picking it up next week.
What?
The sky is falling. The sky is falling.
Am I dead?
I'm in water. What? Am I gonna fucking drown?
Wait, is this psychic mind fuckery?
Please be psychic mind fuckery. Chris, don't do this.
I refuse to have a literal Chris. Rocks fall, everybody dies ending.
Chris, well, we'll if you delete the characters, you can just say, like, you don't have to do this.
Our intro music is The Descent by Kevin MacLeod. Our outro music is Unpromised by Kevin MacLeod. Find more of his music by visiting incompetech.filmmusic.io. The other music in this episode was provided by Sirenscape, providers of epic sound effects, ambience, and background music for tabletop RPGs. Visit sirenscape.com for more information. The Pathfinder role-playing game and the Carrion Crown Adventure Path are owned by Paizo Inc. and are used under Paizo's community use policy. This podcast is not published, endorsed, or approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo and the Pathfinder role-playing game, visit paizo.com.